Massive crypto fraud bust, 18 charged in international operation. Key points: 18 individuals and entities have been charged in a widespread cryptocurrency fraud and market manipulation scheme, involving false statements, wash trading, and pump-and-dump tactics. The operation led to the seizure of over $25 million in cryptocurrency, the deactivation of trading bots responsible for millions in wash trades, and marks the first time the FBI created its own cryptocurrency token to investigate fraud. FBI creates fake crypto token to catch fraudsters. In an unprecedented move, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, created its own cryptocurrency token and company, NexFund AI, as part of a sting operation to identify and apprehend alleged fraudsters in the crypto space. This innovative approach, dubbed Operation Token Mirrors, successfully exposed a sophisticated trading scheme that reportedly defrauded investors of millions of dollars. Jody Cohen, special agent in charge of the FBI's Boston division, stated, "What we uncovered has resulted in charges against the leadership of four cryptocurrency companies and four crypto market makers and their employees who are accused of spearheading a sophisticated trading scheme that allegedly bilked honest investors out of millions of dollars." Pump and dump schemes in the crypto world. The charges unsealed in Boston reveal a complex web of deception involving cryptocurrency companies and market makers. The defendants allegedly engaged in pump and dump schemes, making false statements about their tokens and executing sham trades to artificially inflate prices and attract new investors. One of the largest companies implicated, Saitama, reportedly reached a multi-billion dollar market value at its peak. The market makers involved, including ZM Quant, CLS Global, MyTrade, and Gotbit, are accused of wash trading and conspiring to manipulate the markets on behalf of these cryptocurrency companies. Potential sentences and penalties. The charges brought against the defendants carry significant potential penalties, reflecting the severity of the alleged crimes. Market manipulation charges could result in up to 20 years in prison, a fine of up to $5 million or twice the gross gain or loss from the offense, and forfeiture. Wire fraud charges also carry a potential 20-year prison sentence, with fines up to $250,000 or twice the gross gain or loss. Conspiracy charges related to wire fraud, market manipulation, or unlicensed money transmitting business could lead to 5 years in prison and substantial fines. Money laundering conspiracy charges may result in up to 20 years in prison and fines of $500,000 or twice the value of the criminally derived property. It's important to note that actual sentences will be determined by federal district court judges based on U.S. sentencing guidelines and relevant statutes. Regulatory response and investor warning. Acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy emphasized the seriousness of these charges, stating, "The message today is, if you make false statements to trick investors, that's fraud. Period." He also issued a stark warning to potential crypto investors about the importance of due diligence in the digital asset space. In parallel with the criminal charges, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has filed civil complaints against several of the entities involved, alleging violations of securities laws. As the investigation continues, authorities have set up a form for individuals who bought or sold any of the implicated tokens to provide information. This case serves as a reminder of the ongoing challenges in regulating the rapidly evolving cryptocurrency market and the innovative measures law enforcement agencies are taking to combat fraud in this space.